So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome back to Children's Story Time. A couple weeks ago, we started reading some Splat the Cat books. And there are so many of them, and I checked out so many of them from my library that I didn't have time to read them all in one show. So, we are going to get to the rest of them today, because I don't know about you, but I love these Splat the Cat books. So we're going to start with Splat the Cat, The Perfect Present for Mom and Dad, by Rob Scotton. Splat's tail wiggled wildly with excitement. He wanted to make the perfect present for his mom and dad to show how much he loved them. "Finished," said Splat, and he made a fish drawing hanging on a string. But Splat's sister and brother were making presents too. Splat looked at their presents. He looked back at his fish. It didn't seem so great anymore. His sister made a flower pin and his brother made a castle. "I can do better," Splat said suddenly. "So can I," said Splat's brother. "Me too," said Splat's sister. So they all went back to work. "Look what I made," said Splat. And this time he's got an octopus. Splat's eyes narrowed. So did his sisters and brothers. "I think I could do even better," said Splat. "Me too," said Splat's brother. "And me," said Splat's sister. They all went back to work again. "Look what I made," said Splat. Now he's got a whole bunch of sea creatures. "Look at ours," said his brother and sister. And his brother's got a huge castle, and his sister's got a beautiful necklace. "Hmm," said Splat. "I like your kingdom and your jewelry, and we like your funny sea creatures," said his brother and sister. "I know," said Splat. "Why don't we make a present together?" "Great idea," said Splat's brother. "Yes, it is," said Splat's sister. "Now, we need something that's as big as a kingdom," said Splat's brother. "As pretty as a necklace," said Splat's sister. "And has lots of fish," said Splat. "I know just the thing," said Splat. Soon the gift was finished. "Look what we made," they said together. "Oh," said their mom, "a fish tank." "Brilliant," said their dad. "Thank you." Mom and Dad weren't the only ones who liked the present. And there's birds outside going, "Fish, fish," because they think it's real. "Fish, fish, fish," squawked the seagulls as they dived into the fish tank. "Aw, then that's that," said Splat. Seagulls broke it all up. Their mom and dad hugged them. "Oh, it's okay," said their mom. "The fish tank was wonderful, but you cats are the best present of all." The end. This next one is called Splat the Cat, On with the Show. Splat and his classmates were getting ready to perform the school play, Cinderpaws. Backstage was a flurry of fur as the cats put on their costumes. Splat was so excited to be performing, he had butterflies in his tummy. "Let the show begin," announced Mrs. Wimbley Dimple. The curtain rose and the lights grew bright. Kitten, dressed as Cinderpaws, was busy sweeping the floor. Poor Cinderpaws! Her stepmother and stepsisters were very mean to her. "Clean the floor! Sew this dress! Clean the floor again!" When a royal ball was announced, Cinderpaws was left at home. She cried and cried. Suddenly, there was a puff of smoke and her fairy godmouse appeared. It was really Seymour. The fairy godmouse magically changed Cinderpaws' rags into a beautiful dress. Next, the mice were changed into horses. They pulled a grand carriage to the ball. Backstage, Spike was changing too. There was a big problem. Spike was about to make his grand entrance as Paw Prince Charming, but he had stage fright. "I can't go on. I'm not feeling well. I've got a bad case of the spots, wailed Spike. He pointed at some purple spots on his face. Oh dear, said Mrs. Wimpy Dimple. What will we do? Suddenly, Kitten had an idea. What about Splat? He could play Spike's role. Splat's tail wiggled with worry. He wasn't sure he could do it. Splat looked at Kitten, smiling at him. He didn't want to disappoint her. So with all his courage, Splat said yes, he'd play the part. A quick costume change, and Splat was now Paw Prince Charming. The costume wasn't exactly a perfect fit, though. The royal ball scene began. Paw Prince Charming bowed. May I have this dance? Cinderpaws accepted, and the music began. The pair danced and danced until dong, dong, dong. The clock struck midnight, and Cinderpaws ran away. Splat tried to chase after her, but tripped over his oversized costume. He smashed into Plank the clock. He grabbed the curtain and ripped it down. Then everything went tumbling. Splat! The crowd gasped. What a complete mess. Splat was really worried. Mrs. Wimpy Dimple is going to be so mad at me. The audience erupted in laughter and cheering. Bravo! They shouted. Encore! The show was a comedy hit. Mrs. Wimpy Dimple leaned in and whispered, Do you think you can do that again tomorrow night, Splat? The end. This one's about school. Splat the cat, back to school, Splat. Splat's tail wiggled wildly with excitement as he walked to cat school. It was the first day of a new school year, and he could not wait to see his old friends and his new teacher, Mrs. Wimpy Dimple. Splat's tail dragged behind him as he walked home that afternoon. Now he was not excited at all. It was the end of the first day of a new school year, and he already had homework. What's wrong, Splat? Asked his little sister. I have to do a show and tell about my summer vacation, Splat said. That sounds like fun, said his little sister. But I did so many super things, how can I choose just one thing to show? Splat said. Over the summer, Splat rode his bike in a very important race. Can I come too? Asked Splat's little sister. Little sister's bikes are not fast enough to race, Splat said. But she tagged along anyway. And he went swimming with sharks in the ocean. Can I come too? Asked Splat's little sister. Little sisters aren't strong enough to fight off sharks, Splat said. But she tagged along anyway. Splat also played in a big soccer game. Can I come too? Asked Splat's little sister. Little sisters aren't big enough to play soccer, Splat said. But she tagged along anyway. Splat went searching for pirate treasure. Can I come too? Asked Splat's little sister. Finding treasure is too hard for little sisters, Splat said. But she tagged along anyway. Splat even built a rocket ship to launch him to the moon. Can I come too? Asked Splat's little sister. Not now, Splat said. I'm counting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Uh-oh, I forgot what comes next. She tagged along anyway. 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off, she said. I had lots of adventures, Splat told Seymour. How can I possibly choose just one thing to show? Seymour shrugged. He didn't have any ideas. Suddenly, Splat thought of something. There was one really important thing he could show. The next day, Splat went to school with his tail wiggling wildly, and Splat was most pleased that his sister tagged along, too. And he wrote on the chalkboard, My little sister. He brought his sister for show and tell, because she came on all his adventures, too. Next we have Splat the Cat, Oopsie Daisy. It was almost springtime. The weather was getting warmer, but the sky was still gray and rainy. Splat thought being stuck inside was a waste of a Saturday afternoon. Splat perked up when a sopping wet Seymour scurried into his room. Seymour was carrying a weird-looking seed. "Where did you get that?" asked Splat. Seymour held up the seed and stared at it. Then he shrugged. "I wonder what kind of seed it is," said Splat. "It could be anything." "Well, there's only one way to solve this mystery, Seymour. Let's see if we can make it grow." "I think we need to plant it first," Splat said. "But I've never planted anything before. Do you know how to plant a seed?" Seymour shrugged. "Okay, then let's go to the library to find out." "It's a good idea. Library is a perfect place to find out things you don't know." Splat and Seymour walked straight to the library to look for a book about gardening. The only problem was that there was so much information. Splat wanted to grow one seed, not a whole field of corn. After staring at the shelves for a long time, Splat finally asked the librarian. She was happy to help him find the perfect book. The book said the first step was getting a pot and filling it with soil. Not all the soil landed in the pot. He got a bunch all over the ground and all over Seymour. Next, Splat planted the seed in the dirt. He set the flower pot on a sunny windowsill. Then he watered the soil. Not all of the water went into the pot. Now he's getting the mouse all wet. Splat checked the flower pot every day. He hoped and hoped for any sign of a sprout. He wondered what kind of a plant it would be. Maybe the seed would grow into a wild garden of roses. Or maybe the seed would grow into a tree as tall as the sky. Splat couldn't wait to see what grew. He sang to the seed, read to it, and told it stories. For 2 whole weeks, Splat waited and waited for the seed to do something. Splat was ready to give up. Maybe the seed would never sprout. Feeling terribly disappointed, he watered the soil one last time, just in case. The dirt in the pot shifted a little when Splat added water. A tiny green sprout sprang up. Splat cheered loudly, but quickly shut his mouth. He didn't want to scare the little plant back into the soil. During the next week, the sprout grew a few straggly leaves. Splat was thrilled when a few days later, a little bud appeared atop the stem. The next day, the bud opened and the bloom blossomed. It wasn't a wild jungle plant or a many-colored rose or a tall, tall tree. It was a flower, a little daisy, and Splat knew just who to give it to. "I love it," said Mom. "It's the most special flower ever." Splat smiled as he hugged his mother. "I grew it myself," said Splat, "with a little help from Seymour." The end. Next, I have a couple of these I Can Read books. So these are good for beginning readers. This one is Splat the Cat, The Name of the Game. Spike and Plank were at Splat's house to play games. "Let's play mouse, mouse, cat," said Splat. "I'll go first," Spike said. "Mouse, mouse, cat," he said. Spike tagged Splat. Splat tripped when he chased Spike. Splat. "What a shame," said Splat's little sister. "So sad, too bad, you lost the game." "Let's play hide and seek." "I'll be it," said Plank. Splat said, "Don't peek." Plank began to count. Spike went to hide. Splat hid behind a curtain. Plank found Splat right away. That spot was tame. "So sad, too bad, you lost the game," said Little Sis. No one could find Spike. "Good spot, Spike," said Plank. "You win," said Splat. And he was hiding in the bathtub. "I want to play," said Little Sis. "Fine, you're it," said Splat. Splat, Spike, and Plank went to hide. This time, Splat found a great spot, a sooty fireplace with no flame. Splat's nose itched. Achoo! Little Sis found him right away. That's lame, she said. So sad, too bad, you lost the game. Little Sis found Spike and Plank too. Yippee, I win, she said. I get all the fame. Why don't I ever win, Splat said. You almost did, said Spike. Maybe the next game, said Plank. So sad, too bad, you lost the game, said Little Sis. Splat shook his head. No more games, he said. But that's why we came, said Spike. How about go fish, Plank said. Or freeze cat, Spike said. Or jump rope, said Little Sis. You can play without me, said Splat. Splat started to play by himself. He's playing with cards. Spike, Plank, and Little Sis played together too. Playing alone was not much fun. Now this is a shame. It's tame and lame, said Splat. This isn't the same, said Spike. Not without Splat, said Plank. No, it isn't, said Little Sis. What are you playing? And can I play too? Asked Splat. Any game you like, said Plank. Play with us again, said Spike. Please, Splat, said Little Sis. Okay, Splat said with a smile. Let's play hide and seek just one more time. I'll be it, said Spike. He began to count. This time, Splat thought of the best place of all to hide. Spike found Plank first. Then he found Little Sis. Then the friends looked for Splat, but they couldn't find him. Plank said, Splat, come out. Spike said, Splat, where are you? Little Sis said, come out, wherever you are. Here I am. I'm in the frame, said Splat. Splat hid in a picture frame, so it looked like he was a picture on the wall, and they never saw him. You win, said Spike. You win, said Plank. You won the game, said Little Sis. I win because I have the best friend, said Splat. Our next I Can Read book is Splat the Cat, Up in the Air at the Fair. It was finally the day of the fair. Splat, Spike, and Plank knocked on Kitten's door. While the friends waited for Kitten, they did stretches. They wanted to prepare for every ride and game at the fair. At last, Kitten came out in a wheelchair. What happened? Asked Splat. I fell down the stairs, said Kitten. I can't go to the fair. Everyone signed Kitten's cast. Then Splat, Spike, and Plank waved goodbye, and off to the fair they went. Poor Kitten, Plank said. I wish we could share the fun of the fair. We can, said Splat. Let's bring Kitten something back from the fair. When the friends go to the fair, the first tent they saw had a spooky sign. Beware of the ghost bear. Go on in if you dare, said Spike. No way, said Plank. Too creepy. I don't care, Splat said. When Splat came out of the ghost bear's lair, he had spiky hair. It wasn't really scary, Splat declared. What's next? Then the friends heard a cry. Shop in here, lots to wear. How about a fun hat for Kitten? Asked Spike. It might mess up her hair, said Splat. Another voice blared. Are you hungry? Try my wares. Plank picked up a chocolate eclair. Yum, he said. Kitten would love these. The friends went on the next ride, and Spike took care of the chocolate eclairs. When they got off, Plank and Splat stared at Spike. He had cream all over his face. No more eclairs for Kitten. Sorry, I was hungry, said Spike. We'll get more, said Splat. For Kitten, we've got money to spare. They went back to the food booth. It said sold out. Now what? Said Plank in despair. Let's ride the Ferris wheel, Splat said. I think better when I'm up in the air. The friends went up and up and up. Plank said, wow, what a view. Spike said, it's so unfair that Kitten couldn't be here too. Splat spotted a game from the air. We can win a stuffed teddy bear for Kitten, said Splat. The cat in charge of the booth explained the game. Splat would get a pair of coconuts to throw. If Splat hit the square, the cat in the chair would fall into the water tank, and Splat would win a prize. "Okay," said Splat, "here I go." He threw the first coconut. The coconut fell on Spike's foot. Spike screamed. His scream scared the cat in the chair. The scaredy cat jumped into the air. "Look what you've done," said the booth owner. He gave Splat a glare. It was time to leave the fair. The friends helped the scaredy cat get untangled from the balloons. The grateful cat gave Splat, Spike, and Plank the balloons. The friends took the balloons home to give to Kitten. "It's nice to know how much you care," said Kitten. "I'm lucky to have such friends with flair." The end. And now, boys and girls, we're going to have some jokes. Why do cats make terrible storytellers? Because they only have one tail. Get it? Their tail, and then a story is sometimes called a tail. What side of a cat has the most fur? The outside. Where does a cat go when he loses his tail? A retail store. What is a cat's way of keeping law and order? Claw enforcement. And lastly, what do you do with a blue Burmese? That's a kind of cat. Try and cheer her up, because she's blue, which means she's sad. And now, my friends, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. The songs on today's show come from one of my very favorite artists. This is The Best of the Lori Berkner Band.
Victor Vito and Freddy Vasco ate a burrito with Tabasco. They put it on their rice, they put it on their beans, on their rutabagas and on their collard greens. Hey Victor!
Hey Victor!
Hey Freddy!
Hey Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey Victor!
Hey Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy! Victor Vito and Freddy Vasco moved from El Cerrito all the way to Alaska. Oh, they ate their rice, they ate their beans, they ate their rutabagas, and they ate their collard greens. Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy! Vito and Freddy Vasco, they like to eat slow, they never eat fast. Oh, they ate their rice, they ate their beans, they ate their rutabagas, and they ate their collard greens. Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy! Victor Vito and Freddy Vasco, they like to eat fast, they never eat slow. Well, they ate their rice, they ate their beans, they ate their rutabagas, and they ate their collard greens. Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy! Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with you! My dad has got a cow on his head. My dad has got a cow on his head. My dad has got a cow on his head. He keeps it there all day. What does it say?
Moo.
My mom has got a sheep on her head. My mom has got a sheep on her head. She keeps it there all day. Hey, Mom, you got a sheep on your head. My sister's got an alligator on her head. My sister's got an alligator on her head. My sister's got an alligator on her head. She keeps it there all day. What does it say? Snap, 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 snap. My brother's got an elephant on his head. My brother's got an elephant on his head. My brother's got an elephant on his head. He keeps it there all day. My cousin's got his hair on his head. My cousin's got his hair on his head. He keeps it there all day. And my dog has got a skunk on his head. My dog has got a skunk on his head. My dog has got a skunk on his head. And everybody ran away.
Oh, he's got a skunk on his head.
I'm sitting here, I'm one day old. And I'm sitting here, I'm 2 days old. I'm sitting here, I'm 3 days old, and I'm sitting here, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm sitting here, I'm 5 days old, and no days more. I'm sitting here, I'm 1 day old, and I'm sitting here, I'm 2 days old. I'm sitting here, I'm 3 days old, and I'm sitting here, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm sitting here, I'm 5 days old, and no days more. And I'm jumping up, I'm 1 day old, and I'm jumping up, I'm 2 days old. I'm jumping up, I'm 3 days old, and I'm jumping up, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, and I'll be 2 days old. But for now I'm 5 days old and no days more. I'm clapping my hands, I'm 1 day old. I'm clapping my hands, I'm 2 days old. Clapping my hands, I'm 3 days old. I'm clapping my hands, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm clapping my hands, I'm 5 days old and no days more. And I'm kicking out my legs, I'm 1 day old. I'm kicking out my legs, I'm 2 days old. I'm kicking out my legs, I'm 3 days old. I'm kicking out my legs, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm kicking out my legs, I'm 5 days old and no days more. And I'm getting tired, I'm 1 day old. And I'm getting tired, I'm 2 days old. I'm getting tired, I'm 3 days old. And I'm getting tired, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm getting pretty tired. I'm 5 days old and no days more.
Our show for today. I hope you enjoyed our Splat the Cat books. If you like them, as well as you can go check out many, many other books at your local library. I hope you come back next week where we'll be reading about something different. And have a good week. Bye-bye.
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time. At story time. At story time.